Business Theory, Module F, Unit 11, Activities 17, 18, 19. Price.
Professor Veronica Wilson from Sussex University will explain what price is all about.
Price can be divided into so many different areas. We can consider new product pricing strategies, existing product pricing strategies, pricing methods, and pricing tactics.
Let's start with new product pricing strategies.
There are two main strategies, skimming or penetration. Skimming is charging a high price when a product is launched. This is often used for high-tech products with high research and development costs, or for innovative products such as the iPod when it was first launched.
What about penetration?
Penetration pricing is when a low initial price is set so the business can get a foothold in the market and try to gain market share. This strategy is more useful for products that aren't really innovative and are sold in markets with lots of substitutes.
Next, existing pricing strategies, I guess.
Price leader strategy is where a firm sets market prices which are followed by other competitors, while in taker strategy, a firm follows prices set by the leader. Finally, predator strategy, when a firm undercuts the competitor to force them out of the market.
How do businesses choose their strategies?
According to the dominance of the firm, their objectives, and their resources. A price leader is likely to be a firm with a high market share and brand loyalty. A predator strategy can be used to force weaker competitors out of the market. Dominant firms with low unit costs can afford to cut their prices for a while to force out smaller competitors.
What next? Ah, yes, price methods. What do we have for that?
Here we have cost plus pricing, contribution pricing, and discrimination pricing. Cost plus is a simple method where an amount of profit is added onto the unit cost. For example, if a toaster costs £3 to make, the manufacturer would add on another £3 that he knows will be profit for each toaster sold.
And contribution and discrimination.
Contribution pricing involves setting a price which ensures variable costs are covered and goes towards covering fixed costs. As soon as enough units are sold, fixed costs will be covered completely and profits can be made. Discrimination pricing involves setting different prices for the same product or service at different times.
Can you give us an example?
Think about trains. You can pay peak and off-peak prices. The greater the demand, the higher the price, as people may be willing to pay more. At times of lower demand, prices will be lower to attract customers.
Finally, you mentioned tactics.
Loss leaders are products with very low prices that attract customers. The hope is that customers will make additional purchases. Psychological pricing works by making us feel that we are paying the right price or making a saving. For example, marketers know that customers feel that they're getting a better quality product if the price is higher. Image-based products like clothing and services can use this tactic. The second aspect of psychological pricing is when you see a price of £3.99 rather than £4. £3.99 seems much cheaper, even though there's only a one penny difference.